my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 21st of July 2017. Pressure sores are painful. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I'm well aware that we no longer refer to pressure sores or even the term pressure ulcer. This has been replaced by pressure injury, and a good thing too, because that's exactly what skin breakdown due to pressure is, a pressure injury. However, the original term sore reminds us that pressure injury is also painful, as explained in this article from the UK and Australia by Jackson et al. 2017, titled Pain Associated with Pressure Injury, a Qualitative Study of Community-Based Home-Dwelling Individuals, and published in JAN. The aim of the study was to provide deep insights into the pain associated with pressure injuries, and towards that end 12 people experiencing or who had experienced pressure injury were interviewed. One person said, "You tend to think that pain is a question of mind over matter, but it isn't. There's nothing apart from taking the painkillers. You are at its mercy and pressure sores are relentless. The pressure ulcer is there 24 hours and it doesn't matter where you sit, where you lie, where you turn, it's there. There's no getting away from it." Another person was more specific. "Like there's glass in it. That's what that feels like. All the time, like I've got glass in my foot. It just rubs all the time, it's horrible. Stings as well as rubs and they just cover it up." The unbearable nature of the pain was expressed by someone who said, "The one thing that's consuming me at the moment is the pressure sore. Everything else fades into insignificance. The fact that your heart might stop at any moment doesn't worry me as much as the pressure sore. It's consumed me in the last 2 to 3 weeks." The authors concluded, "Our findings suggest that both the assessment of pain and the subsequent management of the pain were not well managed in this patient group, and there's clearly a need for revised nursing policy and practices with better assessment and recognition of risk to reduce pressure injury developing, strong patient advocacy and involvement to ensure optimal pain management strategies are in place and adhered to."
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.